Blog Talk Radio.
It's your girl, Miss P, and we have tonight, yes, our music coordinator, excuse me, Lyrix. How you doing tonight?
Hey, Miss P. I'm good. I'm great. Hey, everybody.
Yay. So just for all those that's getting in tune with you for the first time, tell them a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Well, I'm the music coordinator, of course. I take all the music anybody sends in to the station, and I cipher through it, see what we like, what we want played on the air. I also make sure that everything is taken care of on the music end as far as who we're interviewing and information on that person. So also, I'm a poet. I write poetry. I have a blog, blogger.com/lyricalqt. So if anybody's into poetry, you could definitely check out some of my stuff there.
Yay, I'm so excited, and we're definitely going to be having Lyrix on the show more and more often, so guys, get used to her, definitely.
Yes,
so we're gonna, yes, definitely get used to her, because you got to get to her to get to the show.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it first.
Right here. So definitely, so tonight we're going to be interviewing Brilliant, so I'm really excited to get in tune with him tonight, and he's a lot of awesome things going on with him, so I just can't wait to hear some of the things that he has to share with us tonight. So for all those who are tuning in for the first time, we just want to say thank you, and for all those who continue to support the Intune Show, we just want to say we love you. So before we bring Brilliant on, let's play one of his tracks. Which one are we going to play tonight, Lyrix?
Let's go with Let's Go.
All right, so Let's Go, and then we'll bring him right on. Let me know what you guys think. And if you guys want to call in and talk to him, it's 818-495-6975, and you'll be live with Lyrix, Miss P, and Brilliance. We'll be right back.
Hey, what up, though? It's your boy Tone Tone in here. A is going down, kicking it with my homeboy Brill, one of the hottest MCs in Detroit, man. You know what it is. And I co-sign it. I'm in the building, Detroit Dreams. Let's get it. What up, though, Brill? Let's get it. I'm on tune, man.
And I'm about to show you why. Every time I roll through, now these haters don't get no reply. Tell them turn the speakers up, let them know we going live. Pump up, let's pump up. If you don't jump up, you won't survive. Hands all up with me, try to stand if you tipsy. Yeah, record me like Barry Gordy. I'm the man in my city, that's right, I'm Motown raised. I tote down stages from home to here. Now let's watch the whole crowd sing like
I call this one, let's go. I call this one, let's go. I call this one, let's go.
Let's go. Speed up, don't ever go slow. Matter of fact, I'm never gonna stop. Like my brick
pedal is broke. Every time I step on the floor, jump till it shakes the walls. Buy all the bottles on the bar before we make them fall. Ever since back in the day, bitch, I've been ready to go. People used to doubt me, but they just ain't on my level no more. Look it down on this, cause I know I win. I'm like Kelvin Johnson in the end zone, Megatron, bitch, I'm going in.
I call this one, let's go. I call this one, let's go. I call this one, let's go.
I mean, really, that beat is sick.
I'm so crazy. So cray. So cray.
Definitely. I'm over here like, really, though? Like, if I knew I had
I
to put
bouncing.
On my tap dance shoes. Right.
I was like, oh.
I call this one. Let's go. All right. That's what I'm talking about. So, ladies and gents, without further ado, we're going to bring Mr. Brilliance himself right on so we can get in tune with him. How you doing tonight, Brilliance?
What's up, what's up? Thank you for having me. How y'all doing tonight?
We're doing
all right,
great.
All right. Glad to have you.
Yeah, good. Let's go. Thank you for having me once again. I appreciate it.
Not a problem. Not a problem.
Okay, Lyrics, you could take it right on over.
All right. So first of all, I want to say much respect to you because I really love what you're doing as far as hip-hop and staying positive, none of the negative. I like your lyrics. I like you know, your beats and everything. It's real dope. Crazy.
No doubt. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Not a problem. So where did the name Brilliance come from?
Actually, I've had it for a minute. I'm actually 26 now, and I came up with that when I was like 17. So I've had it for a minute. I went through a few other names before I came up with that one, and it just kind of stuck out. And, you know, just kind of describe my style, not to sound corny or nothing like that. But you know what I'm saying? Just, I like to think that, you know, I like it, you know, represents that I'm creative and, you know, somewhat brilliant when it comes to my lyrics and, you know, the way I flip concepts and whatnot. So I felt that it, you know, just fit my style and, you know, it sounded catchy too and it wasn't nothing that was out. So I rolled with it.
Right. That's what's up. That's what's up. So when you were younger, you picked up the piano, right?
Yeah, well, that's the first instrument I started off with when I was about 12, 13 years old, and then I kind of put the piano down and moved on to the guitar because I used to listen to a lot of blues and, like, you know, like Jimi Hendrix and all kind of stuff like that. So I started to get into, you know, playing the guitar, and whether it was learning songs that were already out or coming up with my own stuff, you know, it was just another way of expressing and being creative. So,
right.
You know, I went from the guitar into the songwriting thing, so. I ended up going with that, so for sure.
So you played by ear, or were you classically trained?
No, I played by ear. I took lessons, but I didn't really like the lessons. Like, I kind of liked, like I said, just learning, like, specific songs that I was into at the time, you know, learning how to play those just to kind of get a feel of, you know, actually playing a whole song and, you know, hitting all kind of different notes and stuff like that. So, yeah, just by ear, I ended up, you know, just rolling with it and, like I said, kind of coming up with my own stuff at the same time.
See, that's always amazing to me, people that can play by ear, because that's when you know they're supposed to be doing music. Because, seriously, not a lot of people can play by ear or just listen
right.
to a tune and be able to, you know, express it like you are
right.
able to do. That is an amazing gift.
Not
no
everybody
doubt.
Can dance either. Yeah, not
right.
everybody can dance like me, so
true.
Yeah.
This is true.
Don't tell me I can dance. I can dance. I'm not even finna claim that right there.
Well, I'm a claim no.
I might look crazy to other people, but to me, I look good doing it. So
I know that's right.
Say whatever you want.
I know that's right.
For some reason, after a couple glasses of Ciroc, I can dance.
Exactly. I'm with you, Brilliance. I'm with you on that one.
Right.
No, that's right. So what influenced you to lean towards hip-hop, seeing as you are so broad in the music field, you know, as far as what you like to listen to and what you can play, what made you lean more towards the hip-hop scene?
Well, really, when I started listening to hip-hop, it really, you know, I just fell in love with it, you know, just the whole expression side of it and, you know, being creative and, you know, trying to be better than the next man and whatnot, or, you know, better than the next MC, I should say. And I kind of started off on, like, the freestyle thing and, like, doing the little battles and all that kind of stuff. So it's cool to have a foundation or, you know, come up from that, because that's, like, the most rugged part you'll, you know, get into is if you can make it through that phase, you know what I mean, you're pretty much set. So, sure. You know, after I did that for a couple of years, I ended up getting in the studio and actually creating music, and it just really was just my favorite music at the time and still is. You know, I just loved everything about it. And of course, the live performance aspect also, just, you know, having the mic and just being in everybody's face and, you know, just seeing that reaction or, you know, whether it be a familiar record and they're singing along with you, you know, it's just a great feeling. So yeah, I just stuck with
it. I understand that. So when it comes to the music, not just hip-hop, but just in general, who inspires you or who are your musical influences?
Oh, well, like I said, early off, I was listening to, you know, blues and like, Jimi Hendrix, B.B. King, Johnny Lee Hooker, you know, just a lot of blues players and whatnot when I was in the guitar thing. But as far as hip-hop, Tupac, Nas, Big L, Big Pun, Bone Thugs and Harmony, Eminem, of course. I mean, the list goes on. But really, I got into a lot of the artists that were, you know, like storytellers, so to say, and the ones that were, you know, just real creative and you know, whether it be their flow or their, you know, their delivery or their actual lyrics. That's really what, you know, inspired me to be who I am today. So
awesome. That's definitely what I lean towards too when it comes to hip hop, you know, like Tupac and Big and Big Pun and Fat Joe, you know, things like
right.
that. People like
yeah.
that. So I definitely understand where you're coming from as far as the music. But when you were doing the freestyle battles for the, because
yeah.
it was for the radio stations in Detroit, right?
Yep, yeah, that was, like, the main things that I did was, and that's where I got my start in radio and whatnot.
Okay, did you think that it would bring you to this point when you were out there doing all of that, like networking and things like that?
Oh, not at all, and I mean, even to the point where I found out that they were even doing the freestyle battles, like, I wasn't even, like, going to waste my time trying to get through because I know request lines are crazy, so I kind of
right.
wrote it off, and I was like, oh, that's cool they're doing it, but, you know, it's like not, you know, it's probably not going to happen. So my boy comes back inside or whatever, like 10 minutes later, and he's already on the line. He's like, yo, they're waiting for you, blah, blah, blah. So I, like, jumped right into it. So I hadn't even expected to, you know, get to that point. But, yeah, I mean, everything kind of just, you know, developed from there, and it was all about experience and, you know, meeting the right people and, you know, building relationships and whatnot. So, yeah, it just started off as freestyle battles, and like I said, I started networking with the DJs and, you know, the music director, the program director, you know, everybody respected me because of, you know, how I handled things, so it was cool.
Right. Okay, and a lot of that stuff was due to graphic design as far as your networking as well, right?
Right, I did that. That was kind of like my little side hustle to get, you know, bread and butter because, you know, you got to be able to put gas in the tank, so to say, you know, if
yeah,
you want to keep the
exactly.
vehicle moving. So yeah, I did that on the side, but it was also cool because that was another way to, you know, be creative and express myself. And I'm self-taught in that also. So I started off, you know, doing flyers and whatnot. And even to this day, I do most of my album artwork and merchandise and all that kind of stuff in my website. So it's cool to kind of have control over that, you know, because you kind of become a perfectionist after,
mm-hmm.
you know, doing it on your own, that's, you know,
absolutely.
For so long. So it's cool. Definitely a good tool to have.
I agree.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
ahead, Misty.
No, I was just saying that I agree. You know, I agree because, you know, I was doing the same thing kind of sort of as far as, like, you know, doing my own website in the beginning and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely understand now everything has to be fine lines, and if the font is off, I'm going crazy. So I definitely can relate to that. Like, what do you mean it's not the same color when I go to a different format on the computer? What do you mean? Like, fix that. So I definitely understand what you're saying about that. So I'm sorry, guys. You know, I'm just here.
Oh, good.
Enjoying it.
Cool.
So please take over the lyrics, please.
Okay. So how did you meet Jeff Bass?
It was actually pretty crazy how I met him. I actually just came back from, I went out to L.A. for about 6 months. I was living with my boy Busy out there. And I came back to visit Michigan just for a short stay at first, and I ended up actually staying because I had an opportunity. That's when I landed my agreement with my management company that I have. We formed Park City Management, and they kind of started helping me out with things that, you know, just kind of assisted me and helping me get to the next level. And I want to say two or three weeks after I signed with them is when I met Jeff through one of my managers. Jeff heard a couple of my tracks through his assistant and, you know, wanted to get me in the studio. So we started at first we started off just, you know, doing, he gave me like two or three beats to kind of see, you know, what we would come up with. And the rest is history. I signed with him right after that. I mean, by the, you know, seventh, eighth, ninth song, it was like, okay, we got to, you know, we're doing it big here. So kind of, you know, all came together in really over a month or two. So it was pretty crazy. I mean, of course,
wow.
After, you know, a lot of hard work prior to that. But, you know,
right.
Just as far as that situation, as far as going to the next level with management. And, yeah, finally landing a production deal. So it's been a blessing.
Awesome. That's what's up. And for everybody who doesn't know, tell everybody who Jeff Bass is.
Jeff Bass, he's a producer out of Detroit. He's a Grammy and Oscar Award winner. He did a lot of Eminem's early work throughout his career, actually. And his most familiar record is probably Lose Yourself, or most successful, I should say, on his end. It was a huge record for him off of the 8 Mile soundtrack. So shout out to him. And, yeah, it's just been crazy working with him, man. The guy is incredible. So it's cool to, you know, get in the studio and actually have a situation with somebody like that where you're just constantly creating stuff. So, like I said, it's been a blessing, and it's been cool.
Right. That's totally awesome. And as far as you were talking about, he did Lose Yourself for Eminem, and I did read that there were comparisons between you two. I think you guys are completely different. You have different styles. You don't even sound the same. But
right.
How does that feel to be compared to someone like Eminem?
Well, you know, I'm a humble dude, and you know, I just try to stay in my own lane and be myself as far as originality. And, you know, I want to be unique and stand out my own way. I'm not, you know, trying to come and, you know, fill somebody else's shoes or anything like that. You know, I just want to be respected for what I create. And, you know, I want people to respect the fact that I'm trying to be an individual and whatnot. A lot of the comparisons do come with Jeff's production because, you know, there's similar elements that are in, you know, the Eminem tracks because it's, you know, Jeff the end of the production or whatnot. But, you know, I think it's cool that, you know, that he's still creating stuff and, you know, I'm just, you know, trying to come up and do my thing. So, you know, all I can do is, you know, do my best and, you know, I don't really let it bother me and whatnot. I mean, I think people respect me. So, you know, it's all good at the end of the day.
Right. And like I said, you guys don't even sound the same. There's no similarities as far as I'm concerned, as far as the style or, you know, your
right.
sound. So
right,
I really
right.
didn't understand that comparison, but I guess you guys both being from Detroit and then working with Jeff.
Yeah, white rapper from Detroit, it's just, you know, people stereotype
right.
that quick. It's just, you know, before even hearing a single track probably would be saying that, you know. So
exactly.
To me, those people, I can't take them serious if they're not even, you know, listening to my material. It's like I don't. You know, their opinion doesn't matter anyways. You know, it would be a different
right.
story if they heard, you know, a bunch of stuff and whatnot. But, yeah, like I said, it's just all about, you know, staying focused on your goals and, you know, all you can do is, you know, be unique and be an individual.
Well put. Now, there's a song on iTunes. It's called Major. It's by Loot Society. I've heard it. It's an awesome song. It came
mm-hmm.
out, like, 2 years ago in 2010. Was that you featured on that song?
Yeah, that was me. Yep, Loot Society
oh,
featured
okay.
me. There's a video demo up that my boy Frost is Rad shot. It's got quite a lot of views. Great response from it. And, yeah, it was just a club banger. It's still a hot track, so.
It is hot. I thought it was awesome. I was like, we need to get that in rotation.
Right, right.
I was listening to it.
Yeah, definitely,
I was like,
definitely support Detroit music, for real.
Right.
Appreciate
right.
it.
No,
you need to send us that brilliance. You need to send us that song so we can put it in rotation.
Okay.
But those
I got
who
a,
don't
I actually
know.
Have a new, my current single is Where Did I Go? It just dropped a couple months ago. And the video we just dropped a couple weeks ago premiered it on AOL's The Boombox and MTV.com featured it. So
yay.
I've been getting a really good response from that. And definitely want you guys to check that out also. So I'll definitely keep you in tune with everything, no doubt.
Right.
Yay, I'm excited.
Me too. Now, you have a couple singles on iTunes. So are all of those singles going to be on the album, or is this just going to be something you just pop out singles?
No, right now I'm working on really just stacking up my entire catalog. It's not a specific project at this time. So that's why I'm kind of, you know, just throwing out two or three here and there, you know, every few months and whatnot. And then they more than likely will end up on the project and part of the, you know, the track list that we end up picking when we do the album. But right now it's hard to, you know, put a date on it or a deadline. But, yeah, it's all going to come together at one point.
Okay, I understand that. It's hectic in the music industry, so I'm not rushing,
right.
But I'm excited about it. That's all. That's
cool.
The only reason why I wanted to ask.
Cool.
I'm ready.
Cool. I'll
now,
make sure you get a first thing.
Awesome. That's what's up. Showing love. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Great. Now, I read somewhere about the Crate Killers, the mixtape.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So is that something you're currently working on as well? Like, that's where Let's Go came from, right?
Yep. No, I actually dropped that back in April. It's available for free download on my website, iambro.com. You can go check it out. It's hosted by my boy DJ Shortstop from Channel 955 Bomb Squad. And, yeah, it's just a little collection of tracks. There's a few old ones, a few classics that never got released, and you know, a few new ones. So it all comes together, and it all flows all the way through. So I made sure to make it like a, you know, an actual full CD release to give out also, you know, besides the singles. Like I said, I dropped that. And, yeah, it's available for free download, so you definitely got to go get that.
Okay, yeah, I'll definitely be hitting that up. Did anyone work with you? Did any other rappers or any musicians work with you on that project, on the mixtape?
Yeah, I actually got a couple features. I got my boy Pittsburgh Slim from Pittsburgh. I got Roe Spit from Detroit. Shout out to Roe Spit and Burn Rubber. My boy Drew 32's on it. My homie Young Thousand's on it. Like I said, DJ Shortstop's hosting it. So it's cool. It's a few features and a few solo joints, so it's, you know, a little bit of everything.
Right. Okay. I'm definitely going to check it out for real.
No doubt.
Besides working on the album, you know, the singles and everything and the mixtape, is there anything else that you have going on right now?
Yeah, I'm actually working on getting a couple songs placed in a couple films coming out. Couple major films, so I'm kind of focusing on getting some song placements and, you know, going for TV and all that kind of stuff. And then I actually have another single I'm getting ready to drop. I don't have a release date for it yet, but just got the video back featuring the New Boys, and that's a banger. So I'm really excited to release that. The video is just sweet, so I really can't wait to put it out there. And a lot of people came together and worked with me on it. So everyone's, I know, equally excited to see it. And, you know, I anticipate it to be a pretty big release. So I'm looking forward to that for sure. It's called Over Here. So look forward. Keep your ear out for it.
Definitely. I'll definitely be looking for that. Now, as far as the movies that you want to have your songs on, like, is it top secret or can you release any information on that?
It's not necessarily a top secret. It's just I don't want to release that information until I have all the details where, you know, people can actually look out for it and whatnot. It's all in the works right now. So a lot of legal stuff that goes on also to protect both sides and make sure everyone's taken care of, say, you know, fairly, so, you know, I make sure to handle the business side before I talk about them. I wish I could, but I can't even do it at this point.
It's all good. It's all good. I was just testing you. That's it.
But I will keep you posted, though. I will keep you posted.
You passed the test, brilliant.
Yes, you did.
Good. I'll check that one off.
Okay, and do you have any advice for anyone wanting to get into the music industry or anyone who has dreams that are scared to go out and reach for their dreams? What kind of advice would you give to kids out there and adults who are trying to strive to do their best to get to where they want to go?
Well, it's definitely first and foremost, you know, chase your dreams. Don't ever, you know, make an excuse of why you can't accomplish anything or reach a certain goal. You know, even if you have to start off, you know, making a bunch of short-term goals to get to the next level, you know, you got to do that to get the ultimate, you know, ultimately reach where you're trying to get to. Never give up. Don't, you know, just make sure you give it your all no matter what you're doing, what business you're in or industry you're in. You know, just give it your best and try to stand out and be, you know, the best at what you do. You know, be yourself. You know, don't try to come out and be a character like somebody else. And because, you know, your foundation's important and, you know, you being original and creating your own name and sound is all part of that. So, you know, definitely be original. And yeah, just, you know, do your best at all times and you can really accomplish anything. So, you know, make sure you take it serious. You know, if you're not ready to give it your all or put 100% effort in, you know, it's definitely not a part-time thing as far as the music business goes. It's definitely, you know, requires a lot of grind and a lot of footwork and self-promotion and, you know, getting the right team put together. So I could go on and on for days, but that pretty much sums it up right there.
Right. Yeah, definitely.
That's the same advice someone has given.
Exactly. So that was excellent, 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 and I'm loving it. But I just wanted to just, you know, ask a few more questions of my own, if that's okay. And then I'll let
Absolutely.
You go because I know you're a busy man. So, you know, I've been sitting back listening to Lyrix just throw these awesome questions at you. And thank you, Lyrix. You are just the bomb. But
yes,
what I wanted to know just by listening to you, you know, convey your responses, is like, how do you manage to just, you know, maintain yourself and, you know, just build yourself and your brand by being so humble? Because, you know, a lot of people out here, when they start working with certain people and they start to get recognition and things of that nature, they're all the way out of character. Like you was just giving the advice of just, you know, maintain and don't be someone you're not. How do you manage to do those things? Is it like meditation? Because, you know, I do the yoga. But, you know, what do you do to maintain yourself to remain so humble?
Really, the you know, just being in the studio, creating, you know, music and creating history and performing in front of, you know, the audience that is excited to see me. And like I said, looking out and seeing people sing the lyrics along with me is just, you know, approval that I'm doing something right. So I remain humble because, you know, building relationships and never forgetting where you came from is so important. And I think too many people forget that, you know, whether it be the money that changes them or, you know, the limelight or whatever it is, you know, I just don't see why anybody would change, because if it was working, you know, when you were being humble and when you were down to earth, you know, why, I don't understand why people change. But yeah, that, you definitely got to be yourself. And I maintain by just, you know, focusing and, you know, just like I said, every time I'm in the studio, it's almost like meditation, you know, in itself, because I'm just at peace and I'm, you know, doing what I love, which is most important. And being passionate is also very, you know, high on the list also. So you gotta be passionate about what you do. And as long as you are and you're enjoying it, you know, everything else just comes together. So.
Absolutely. So, you know, just like we all do, that there's the good, the bad, and the ugly. So, what kind of, you know, responses do you have or energy do you have towards, you know, negative feedback when it comes to your music?
Well, you know, I see it here and there, but a lot of the times I look into it and, you know, I respect constructive criticism, but when people say things that are just completely ignorant and not even related to anything specific, it's like, it's not even worth your time. It's just, you know, it's just comedy. And like I said, some of those comments or whatever it may be, however they're reaching out, is just completely random. You know, somebody that's having a bad day or is at a negative or a dark part in their life and they want to place it onto somebody else. So, It's just you get nothing out of, you know, putting energy towards them, you know, nothing but negative energy is going to come back. So I really just focus more of my time on reading the good comments, and because the good comments are usually pointing out specific things that they like, you know, that I love that hook, or, you know, that beat really grabbed me right away, or I love the message on this song, you know, and I can respect comments like that. And, you know, those also keep me humble because it's, you know, it's direct feedback and direct response to what I'm creating, you know, being an individual and, you know, coming up with on my own. So it's a great feeling. But, yeah, like I said, the negative energy doesn't really get too much of my attention.
Good. I love that. I love that. So I just have two more things I need to know. And the next thing would be, when you hear your tracks being played, how does it make you feel? Like, you know, I know you were on the line when I was playing your track, and, you know, how does it make you feel? Like, do you feel, like, electrified? Like, what's happening over there?
Yeah, it's always a great feeling. I mean, from the first time I ever heard my music on the radio, it was just like, wow, like, you know, kind of the stamp of approval, you know what I mean, that you're doing something right and that you got to this point. Because, like I said, you never forget where you come from. So I remember when, you know, I'm still on the ground level, and I always will be because I'm down to earth. But, you know, when I say I started at the ground level, I mean, you know, I knew what it was like when I was in the beginning, and I had to earn my respect. I didn't come out and throw a bunch of money and, you know, not anything against people that do that, but you know what I'm saying? I didn't buy my way in. I had to earn my stripes, and I had to battle my way in and, you know, earn the respect of DJs and program directors and whatnot. So, you know, when you have people at that level, or just, you know, any DJ, any outlet that's putting me out there is just, like, so humbling, and it's such a great feeling. I mean, it's just, there's nothing better to me. It's what I, like I said, I'm doing what I love, and yeah, there's nothing better than knowing that other people are appreciating what I came up with, you know?
Absolutely. So I have a comment and my last question, but I'm going to ask my last question first. Now, you're a cutie. You're a cutie, okay? I have your picture on my...
Cutie.
I was like, stamp of approval. No, I'm serious. Like, blush. Like, do all of that. Turn red, whatever color you need to turn. Turn blue. Do all of that. No, I'm dead serious. Like, I'm not going to tell you that. Exactly. So, on our website, we have you going across the slider, like, boop, brilliant,
okay,
in tunes, you know? So I was just looking at that picture, and I just keep going back to it. I was like, wait, I have them in my email. Like, I could go look at it. I could go look at your site, you know what I mean? But I'd rather go look at my site with you on my site, because it's like you belong to me for the second, you know what I mean? So anyway. So anyway, you know, with that being said, like, how is the reception with the ladies? I mean, it has to be crazy pants style going on, like, everybody trying to, you know, drag you down, and then you a snazzy dresser too. Like, what's happening with all of that? What's that with the ladies? Tell us a little bit about that. I mean, it has to be some fun in this.
I love the ladies. I love my fans, and I just love, you know, just interacting with people in general. So when I'm out in public, whether I'm performing or I'm just out, you know, throwing shots back with my friends, you know, I love to interact and talk to people and socialize. So, you know, I think people respect me for that, and the ladies, you know, like that I'm humble still, and, you know, they're the ones that are always saying, oh, you got too many groupies. I'm like, where's the groupies at? I don't see any groupies. So it's kind of a gift and a curse, you know what I'm saying, because they automatically assume that you're a player, but it's like, hey, I'm just out here, you know, socializing with everybody because you have to. You know, you got to shake hands and do all that kind of good stuff.
And
so,
kiss the baby.
So it's been a good look, though. It's been a good look.
Definitely. Definitely. So what's your motto, Brill? What's your motto overall? Like, you know, what's your life statement?
Man, like I said, it's hard to sum up. It's pretty much everything I've been
talking
about. Just be yourself.
Brilliant.
Be, you know, be brilliant, you know.
Yes.
I feel like people never use the word brilliance lightly, you know, so I feel like anytime it's mentioned, it's like referring to something, you know, just crazy out there, you know, so it's definitely be brilliant. I mean, I hope it doesn't sound corny, but yeah, it matches the name.
No, I love it.
Be brilliant and be yourself. So, and you know, as long as you're yourself, nobody can take that away from you.
I definitely love it. I definitely love it. So tell everyone where they can... Yeah, me too. Come on now. Don't start with me, okay? Because I was quiet this whole time. Don't get me started. But anywho, tell everybody where they can find you at so they can stay in tune with the Brill.
Like I said, my official website is iambrill.com. It's I-A-M, brill.com. I got all my videos up there. Like I said, the Crate Killers mixtape, free download over there. And a few of my singles are right on iTunes. So definitely, you know, keep track of me on iTunes, the official website. And, of course, follow me on Twitter at I Am Brilliant. And that's Brilliance with a C-E at the end, not a T. So follow me on there, and I'll follow you back. And, yeah, let's get it. Let's go.
Exactly. I mean, because what woman? You know, I can see the appeal, right, Lyrics? I mean, not only is he cute in the snazzy pants dresser.
Oh, man.
I mean, he also is very articulate and conveys himself so well that, right? I'm ready to go buy a ring.
I'm already blushing. Come on.
Now. Okay, like, I'm ready to put a ring on it. Like, what?
You're super gassing me.
I'm super serious. Like, you know what? Is it a store open right now in New York? I don't know, but I'm going to have to look into that. But the online store is a 24/7, so that's a good thing to know, to keep in mind, bro. You know,
what,
brilliance, like diamonds. Yeah, diamonds, brilliance.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Oh,
yeah.
That is good
friend.
To know. Okay,
it's
cool.
Literal.
So I don't have to wait till the morning then.
No, not at all. Not at all. It's official. He's mine, ladies. It's official.
I'm going to go camp outside the store until like, they open at 9, you know, go camp at like 8:30.
They're going
to
open them up
the
just
right
for
one.
You with your cute self. But thank you so much for allowing us to get in tune with you, and we definitely going to keep you in rotation. Please, you guys, link if you guys are not following each other on Twitter, you and Lyrics, please do, because she's the one who handles all the music on the show. And let's just make it happen.
Let's do it. I'm going to make sure I get you guys the new single and the video so you guys can check that out. And, yeah, let's just keep in touch and keep it moving.
Yay. Yep. Thank you so much
for
allowing us to get in tune with you.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. I appreciate it. Anytime I'm here, all right?
Thank you so much, Brilliance.
All right, y'all have a good night.
You too.
You
bye-bye.
Too.
Yay,
bye.
Lyrics, wasn't he just awesome? I love him.
Oh, my gosh, yes, love him now. It's official. I'm in love. It's
right,
done.
Exactly.
Set it
like,
down.
I'm not even playing about that 24-hour store period thing. Like,
I'm trying to tell you, Zell, holla at me.
You know, it's going to be hard. He's like, okay, let's split his hand in half. Maybe we can get them to make a special ring. Like, half is Lyrics, half is Miss T.
No,
then...
that takes away from the appeal. We can't split his hand in half. You take one hand and I'll take the other hand and we'll make it work.
I'm telling you. I mean, just the way he conveys himself just had me just mesmerized.
Absolutely.
That's why I was like, yeah, you just go ahead and you take this interview right on over and let me just get in tune. I wanted
like
to
I'm
not miss a beat.
More than happy to listen.
I was more than happy to listen. Definitely. So that was awesome. And, yeah, it was a great experience. And I look forward to more. So when Brill launches his next project, we will definitely have him back on.
I'm
and
excited.
Again, yeah, for all you guys that are not in tune, definitely go follow him on Twitter. And if you guys are not following our music coordinator Lyrics on Twitter, definitely take the time to do so now. Lyrics, let them know again where they can find you.
You could definitely find me on Twitter, LocalQT. Also, you can send me your music, send me information. I'll send information back to you on how to get your music played on The Antune Show. And you can email me at music@theantuneshow.com.
Yay. So I just want to thank you so much for being amazing and just keeping us in tune with the questions and just doing the job, just doing the job that, you know, Miss P don't do.
Well,
I really appreciate
so much
you.
For the opportunity. It is all love, always. You and my
yes.
sister now. I have
Yay.
Another sister, people. It's all
yes.
love. Anytime you need me, you know I'm here. I do what you need me to do.
Yes, and I can't wait because we definitely got to get you back on the show because I enjoy it myself. So thank you so much, Lyrics.
Not a problem, love.
All right, baby, have a good night.
All right, you too. Talk to you later.
Okay, bye. Yay, guys. So that was my sissy. That was Lyrics. Again, she's a music coordinator for the show. For all you guys that are trying to submit or want to submit or want rotation, definitely check her out. We're coming up with a promo thing. We'll keep you guys in tune. We'll probably launch that around September 2nd when the site launches, which is September 2nd. So stay in tune. And if you guys are not following her, please take the time to do so now, ASAP. because she is the one who's making us all go around for the Intune show. I had a great, great time this evening just listening to her grill Brill, and I had a great time with Brill, just like, you know, just talking. He could just talk to me all night long. So before I let you guys go, we have another track, and I think it's only right to play it, you know, and when he sends us some new updated music to lyrics, we'll definitely have that on the show. So this one is called Last Day.
Living every day like it's my last day. Gotta kill it, I don't mean that in a bad way. You can't go through life just wearing that sad face. I'll be damned if I just settle for last place. So I live like it's my last day. Live like it's my last day. Live like it's my last day. Moving in the fast lane. Never settling for last place. I got 'em like, oh, oh, oh. I'm standing front row, row. Line in my own show, show, show. They love me around the globe, globe. Oh, 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 oh. Living every day like it's my last day. Stuck chasing cheese in this never-ending rat race. I must admit it, I'm addicted to this rap game. In the fast lane with a full gas tank. I can't hear them, so I don't know why these cats hate. See real, recognize real, but they act fake. So brilliant, my brain might end up in a glass case. Drop every line as if I know that it's my last take. I eat these beats off CDs off my glass plate. I run the full route, but they give up halfway. My flow is nice, I roll the dice like a craps game. Like an earthquake in the race, I make the track shake. Living every day like it's my last day. Gotta kill it, I don't mean that in a bad way. You can't go through life just wearing that sad face. I'll be damned if I just settle for last place. So live like it's my last day, live like it's my last day, live like it's my last day. Moving in the fast lane, never settling for last place. I got 'em like, oh, 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 oh. I'm standing front row, row, row. Headlining my own show, show, show. They love me around the globe, globe. Oh, 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 oh. Living every day like it's my last day. Smoking my competition, I might need an ashtray. I told my boss I'm suing you, but it's my last day. I'm out of here for good, but that ain't a bad thing. No more minimum wage, tired of when I get paid. I stash my rent aside, the rest gets spent in a day. And I ain't made for that, I'm doing major things. Until I break my bag, I gotta chase my dreams. I'm like a player ending up on his favorite team. Like a choir on the stage that can't wait to sing. Started from the bottom, soon I'ma reach the top. Will I succeed or not? Trust me, soon you'll see, just watch. Living every day like it's my last day. Gotta kill it, I don't mean that in a bad way. You can't go through life just wearing that sad face. I'll be damned if I just settle for last place. So I live like it's my last day. Live like it's my last day. Live like it's my last day. Moving in the fast lane. Never settling for last place.
With Brill, you guys go and get in tune. Shout out again to Lyrics for being amazing at all that she does. I really, really, really appreciate you, and I adore you immensely. Shout out to everyone in the chat room, T. Austin, as usual, supporting, and Teresa just signed out, but we love you and appreciate you too, and Phoenix Star 9, as always, nothing but love, nothing but love, and I just had to put this out here. I love the newsletter. So for all those looking for, you know, someone that can, you know, maintain their stuff for them, definitely look up Phoenix Star 9 online. Definitely get her now before I take up all her time, because I do. But we love Phoenix Star 9 here at the Intune Show, and we love everyone that tunes in and keeps us, you know, tuned up. So we definitely will be on tomorrow night at 10 p.m. with Kenya. So for all those that are, you know, in tune tomorrow, definitely be here, because I'm ready for Kenya tomorrow. So until then, guys, you know, stay in tune. Have a good night.
I'm in tune. 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 I'm about to take it to the moon. Let's go. I'm in tune. 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 I'm about to take it to the moon. Let's go. Just tune in. Let's count it down from 10. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let this go begin. With a pretty light skin, diva name Miss P. Rep that ratchet third, PB on that other level, nothing like the mother bird.
Not at all.
What you ain't heard, then tune in.